Joining us is Oliver McNulty, the General Manager of Balranald Shire Council. Oliver, once again, it's a pleasure.
Good morning, Fraser.
Now, Oliver, we catch up with you once a week to find out what is going on in the Balranald Shire area. We're going to start with a topic no one particularly likes talking about, but that is rates.
Yes, Fraser, it's probably one of the topics I get feedback on the most around the community, but it is very important for the organisation and for council to be able to deliver services. And our rates, the instalment for our, is coming due, and for water bills and the rates instalments are all due by the 31st of May, which is early next week. And just to remember that if you are having difficulty to pay, just come to us and talk to us and we can work with you. But again, just a reminder that rates are due and we would ask everybody to try to get them into us as quickly as possible.
Now, one thing that Council has been working on and we've discussed over the past couple of weeks is the operational plan and budget. How's that coming along?
So we have an extraordinary meeting now tomorrow on Thursday at 4 p.m. and people can tune in to that on Facebook. And that will be for the adoption of our draft operations plan and budget for the next year. And at the moment, it's working out well. We are going to post a budget that will be demonstrate a surplus, which is good, and also lists all the work, all the projects, all the commitments that we are going to make to the community for the next 12 months. And again, we're talking about rates, but the operations plan and the budget, that's what we use, the money that we get from the community and get from grants from the government and what we deliver on behalf of the community. So we would ask people to keep tune in tomorrow. We will have a budget roadshow over the next month. The week of the 14th of June, we will come out Balranald, to Euston and to Clare, and give community members the opportunity to give us some feedback. But again, we'd encourage people to have a look, and if they have any concerns, make a submission.
And last but certainly not least, Oliver, we had a discussion with Mike last week about this, and that is the awarding of contracts.
Yeah, again, it's just I do know Mike has spoken about it, and we have spoken about our projects. It's great to see that a local contractor has just been named preferred contractor for two of our new contracts, and that is the construction of the footy dressing rooms. And they will commence in September, and I've already started discussions with the contractor, Peter Murphy, about some how to get to progress that project. And he's also won the award contract to do the Arts Centre extension, which is, it's incredible that we have a local contractor, a local builder, who was able to take part and attend the process and won both projects on merit. So again, I just want to note that it is great to see that local contractors and the people from the community do have the capacity and the ability to do this work.
Fantastic, Oliver. Well, thank you so much for your time and we'll speak to you next week.
That's great. Thanks, Fraser.
The General Manager of Balranald Shire Council, Oliver McNulty there.